Smashville Live is live on a Wednesday night here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. We got a great crowd of Preds fans here tonight. Max Herz here along with Hal Gill, joined by Preds players Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski in the house tonight. It is so great to be here. So great to be back in Smashville. Colton, Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Hal Gill is here as well.
Yes, I am.
Skillsy and I have spent
came in hot
a lot of time together the last couple weeks, but it's great to be spending time together here in Smashville. And tonight's show is presented by Black Abbey Beer.
There he is.
Carl is here from Black Abbey. Let's clap it up for Carl. If you are
the best
going to the bar tonight, get some Black Abbey beers here on Smashville Live. Cheers, Skillsy. Oh, Andy brought you a hat.
Cheers. Yeah, and I got a hat. That's really nice. That's really nice. If you haven't been over to Black Abbey, I mean, this is a beautiful spot that has Black Abbey, but Black Abbey Brewing is something special as well. Really nice. You guys got to get
sure
over
you
there.
You earned that beanie.
I put in my time.
100 beers for one beanie. It's a great rewards program they've got over there. Well, Colt, Mark, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Great to see you guys. Great to be home. What's it like getting back after 2 weeks on the road here?
Yeah, it's nice. Start missing your own bed and the dog at home and, of course, your girlfriend or wife. But, yeah, it was long. It was a long trip. It was good to get home.
How about you, Mark? You're nice to be home, no?
Yeah, yeah. Colton
went out and he was in Vancouver and hanging out with family. It felt like he was at home for a few days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was good. Long road trip, but yeah, Colton was able to go home in van. And my fiance is from Calgary, so I was able to see her family, and she was out there as well. So a little bit of home on the road, but it's definitely nice to be back in your own place here.
Of course, we come back, and we're ready for Armageddon, the snowstorm coming tomorrow.
Right.
Are you guys ready for that? We're talking five. What are we hearing now? 5 inches? For Canadian boys.
Yeah, that's. It seems a bit dramatic, but.
Did you get your milk and bread? Did you go? And
it's been pretty barren since we've been home. The grocery store has been picked over, but we've got a few things to survive 24 hours, I think.
Why do they get milk and bread, by the way? Does anyone know the answer to that?
I never got it either.
It's like. Yeah. That's the last thing I'm getting.
Eggs, too, I guess.
I guess eggs. Sorry, go ahead, Max. You were talking. I interrupted.
No, I was going to say we could do snow removal tips with two resident Canadians here before everyone panics.
Well, you've seen what it's like here, sis. You've been here enough.
It happens every year.
If there's 2 inches of snow, then we're locked down.
Yeah, school's probably already out for another week here.
Already canceled. Yeah. My son is fired up. He's right here. He's all fired up. He gets to come tonight because he doesn't have any homework or anything.
We get a snow day tomorrow, too, so we don't have to go in either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Wow.
Good for you.
Even the Preds canceled.
That might be breaking news, but.
Now, you guys have managed the days off through that road trip. That was tough. Back-to-back, 2 days off. Back-to-back, 2 days off. And then another game. That's not easy to handle. How is that mentally to handle the, you know, hey, we're going full bore, and then we're shutting it down for a couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the coaching staff did a great job of being able to manage that. When you're on the road for such a long time like that, it can be draining. You're traveling, you're changing cities, changing time zones all the time. So just being able to have the practice days and then have the days off to get the rest and be ready to go for the games was huge.
How do you guys manage? Colton, you've been doing this for a long time. I know you guys are obviously working out, but how do you try to stay strong? That was always a challenge for me. I'd lose 20 pounds in a season just because the wear and tear just winds you down. You lose a lot of muscle mass. So how do you try to train when you're playing back-to-backs and you're playing a schedule like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, just in the grind of the regular season, you don't really have time to work out that much and, like, kind of keep your strength off the ice a lot. So you do definitely lose some muscle mass from the start of the season. But you try to keep your weight up and your kind of energy reserves for sure. You know, we work with our nutritionist a lot about that and constantly monitoring our hydration. That's probably the biggest thing when you're in those,
especially with the travel,
the back-to-backs and the travel and stuff. So That's so important. So, yeah, just getting that water back in you and whatever you can get back in you after those back, especially on the back-to-backs, you'll use it the next night for sure.
Yeah.
And, Janko, you went down in one of those games. I mean, getting hurt in the middle of a road trip, trying to find a way to play through it. Hal was loving the shot block and the perseverance.
I felt for you on the second block. It wasn't a block. That was friendly fire. I can't remember who hit you.
I think Yost, right?
Was it Yost?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
you know exactly. Yeah. That one stung.
He's got a 59 on his knee.
that was a tough one. Slid into the lane. I think my shin pad moved a little bit, and so just got it right on the knee. But was able to manage it a little bit. Came back, and I think it was one of the first shifts I was back, just in front of their net, and Yost had a good hard shot right off my other knee. So just evened it out a little bit, so I didn't feel the first one too bad.
And just so you know, we saw you going down the tunnel and then just drop. I was like, oh no, he's gone. No, he's hurt. Well, we don't need this. He's hurt. And then I saw you just go down on your knees. The pain just too much?
Yeah. I guess I didn't get far enough down the tunnel before I dropped. But, yeah.
Well, the Flames didn't see it. No one else saw it. It was just us.
Just you guys. No, it was just one of those real hard stingers, I guess. Like, I couldn't really put any weight on it for the first few minutes. So, I dropped my knees a little bit there and just tried to walk it off as best I could after that.
I always try to explain to our listeners when we're talking on air, like, There's a difference in every block shot, right, sis? Like, you get the one that, like, just hits dead, and it just, like, a big bruise. There's other ones that hit a nerve, and it feels like fire shooting up your leg. And there's others that you're like, why didn't that hurt? You know, that should hurt, but it just blocked away.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, just depends if it hits you on kind of a meaty part of your body,
yeah,
or if it hits you in the finger, the ankle, or the knee. All different pains in their own right. And then, yeah, the nerve one's interesting, too. If it hits you in the right spot, it can drop here, send a shot of nerve pain.
Yeah.
That's pretty alarming.
Yeah, those are the ones that I hated the worst. It goes away, but it feels like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's painful. But for what it's worth, I miss it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'd glad to block a shot right now.
Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski are our guests here on Smashville Live here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. We're going to take a break so they can sign some autographs and take some pictures with fans. Hal Gill is here too. He'll continue to live his glory days all night long as we drink our Black Abbey beers. Black Abbey Brewing is our proud sponsor of Smashville Live, special Thursday night edition of the show with Mark Jankowski and Colton Sissons here on your radio home for Preds hockey, ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, your radio home for Preds hockey. My name is Max Herz, along with former Preds defenseman Hal Gill and current Preds forwards Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski are here. Let's clap it up for our Preds players, everybody. Everybody's too busy counting their autographs that you guys just signed for them.
Wolfing down their food.
Hal's family doesn't even clap. Tough crowd.
Huh? My son just saw food and he's distracted.
I don't blame him.
Focus on.
He'll be 6'10 by 2026.
He's working on it.
We mentioned the road trip. You guys both got to see places that are home for you or your family, and it was quite a trip out to Western Canada, but we're looking for recommendations for road cities, places in Vancouver where you're from, Colton, and Calgary where your wife's or fiance's family is from, Mark, and places where we just spent a lot of time this past week. So what's the go-to on the road trips in those hometowns for you guys?
I mean, I go home a lot in Vancouver, so I don't even get to enjoy the culinary scene because there's a lot of good spots in Vancouver. Sushi place called Miku is pretty popular. The boys like getting some seafood in them on the West Coast for sure.
Is that your spot, Hal? Your sushi spot?
I was going to go there, and it was shut down because it was New Year's Day.
Oh.
Right? So we got cut off.
A few guys got caught by that.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
The sushi there is unbelievable. Do you, when you go other places, do you like sushi?
Yeah, I love it. Yep.
Like, when you go other places, you're like, what is this? Because for those who haven't been there, Vancouver, it is the best. They chop a piece of salmon, put it on your plate, and that's the best thing it's like butter melting in your mouth, and there's nothing like it anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference. Yeah, it doesn't have to travel quite as far.
Yeah, obviously. That's right.
So yeah, if you hit it at the right time, of the year too, there's a big difference. But yeah, no, it's pretty special there for sure.
I have been Miko too. That's I've been there before. It's pretty solid.
Yeah,
can't beat that.
Yeah.
Any what else do you do in Vancouver? We have a lot of fans that have been traveling and joining the team on the road, and they're all fired up because they've never seen anything. Of course, you can go to Banff when you're in Calgary. You can do all these things. Vancouver, there's so much to do. But what would you be your number one go-to activity to do while you're in Vancouver?
I mean, it's definitely weather dependent. it's piss and rain. It changes things a little bit. But
they told me the rain should stop in March.
Yeah. That's a bit generous. But if it's a decent day, definitely going to Stanley Park, walking through Stanley Park, or maybe biking through Stanley Park. That's a pretty beautiful spot. Nice way to kill a few hours.
Whistler isn't too far away either.
No, it's like an hour and a half probably. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's right up there with Banff, like in Alberta. So, there's some really cool things to do.
Are you a big skier growing up there or no?
I snowboarded, but yeah, I grew up doing it a little bit. Wasn't massively into it just because I was so busy with hockey and other sports. But, definitely went on a few ski trips and stuff growing up. So I look forward to getting back into it one day.
I feel like snowboarding's cooler, right?
It was. I was like a skater kid, so I thought it was pretty cool. So I did the snowboarding.
Did you shred?
No, I wasn't very good, honestly. But I think I'd ski if I got back into it. I think that would come back a little bit easier.
It's the best. As soon as I retired, I was on the slopes, brought my family out, and it's like the best thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You go ski for a couple hours, go to the top of the mountain, have a beer and some lunch, and then go ski the rest of it. It's the best.
Yeah. End up in the hot tub.
Yep. Eventually. There you go. Yep. There you go.
Perfect day.
Après ski is my favorite.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So Colton Sissons takes us through Vancouver. Mark Jankowski is from Ontario, but as you said, you've got family now in Calgary, where we just were. Have you become Western Canadian in any ways? Have you been adopted?
Oh, yeah, for sure, eh?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. Definitely eating a lot more red meat since since getting into their family. So, no, it's awesome out there. I was able to play 3 seasons out in Calgary as well, so I got to know the lay of the land a little bit as well. Banff, obviously, it's got to be on everyone's bucket list. You got to get out there. It's beautiful anytime, whether it's the winter or the summer. A lot of really cool things to do out there. And I always thought Calgary is one of the most underrated cities in the NHL. I think a lot of people don't really know much about it. And then when you play there, when you get to know it a little bit more, like there's some great restaurants that you can go. A lot of things to do. Like I said, Banff is close. So I think Calgary is a really cool city.
And Calgary is kind of sneaky because it'll be 30 degrees, but it feels like 50, right? Like it always feels warmer, like it's sunny. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of sun when you're up there.
Oh yeah, I think it's one of the most the sunniest
300 days of sun.
Yeah,
it's a little transition from Vancouver.
a little bit different, but it does get cold. There are definitely some weeks where it's getting, I'm talking Celsius, but like -40, but I think at that point it's pretty even. So
can I I have a beef, no pun intended, but the burgers there, you cannot order a medium burger. Did you order one, Max? I think Max was out and ordered a medium, and they said no.
That's a Canadian thing.
Yeah, is that just, all Canadian?
Yeah, it's just Canada.
No, that was Lindsay who got shut down.
Is it Lindsay who got
either
told?
Lindsay
no,
or Willie.
Willie, we were out, and someone, and I don't understand this, but you cannot, every burger is cooked full through. Is that all Canadian?
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, yeah. Yeah, I had to learn that you when, can't I, get when a I went medium. To the U.S.,
yeah,
when I was younger. Yeah.
And I think it's because of the processing, they don't trust.
I guess. I can't imagine it being much different than here, though, to be honest.
Well, you can get a medium rare burger.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
you know, this is America. You can get whatever you want. Yeah. They'll give it raw if you want. They don't care. But I think there's something to be said for cooking all their meat through. Alberta beef is some of the best in the world, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it really sure. is. Whenever I go out to her for her family, it's like we had a few days there, so went out to their, they have a farm and went out, had a nice prime rib dinner. It was awesome. So, some of the best beef in the world over there for sure.
That's awesome. Mark Jankowski and Colton Sissons are our guests here on Smashville Live. And now that we've talked up Canada, should we talk World Juniors with these guys?
Yeah. Did you guys watch? I mean, we were in – so for those that don't know, the World Junior Tournament was in Ottawa. And it's – what is it? Boxing Day. After Christmas.
Yep.
Right till January 5th, one of the best tournaments in the world, in my opinion. I think it's awesome. But what do you? I want to know what you guys think about it.
Yeah, I didn't watch very much, honestly, this year.
Because Canada lost and you were upset?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I got snubbed from the World Junior, so no love loss there.
Were you one of the kids that, like had to answer the phone and come down in the hotel?
No, I was supposed to go to that nonsense, right? Yeah, I don't know.
The tryout process, they bring all the kids in, and then they cut these kids at 6 in the morning, right?
I don't know if it was 6 a.m., but it's, like, late at night, and they, like, either get a knock on your door or you don't. And there's, like, TSN, Sportsnet, camera crews, like, walking around the halls.
Yeah. And there's 18,
I didn't 90, know they filmed it.
18, 19-year-olds, and they said, you just got cut. All your dreams are shattered. Talk about it. And they have a camera in their face.
At least in, like, the lobby on your way out, they're definitely interviewing you, like, good or bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a tough take. Yeah. But a great tournament, nonetheless.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I think, obviously, a little bit biased, but whenever it's in Canada, it's a pretty big deal. So the crowds are pretty nuts. Obviously, a huge disappointment this year for Canada. Yeah. 2 years in a row now. We gotta figure something out here.
Yeah, no, I agree. Didn't really watch a whole lot. I mean, I feel like just being on the road, we were so busy during that whole tournament. But, trying to follow it as best you could. And like Colton over here, I was snubbed. So they obviously got to figure something out.
But Teddy Stiga scored the game-winning goal, a Pred guy. Did you follow any of the Preds guys, the prospects?
Yeah,
I remember, like, I had no idea who the prospects were when I was playing. I was so focused, like you said, I never paid attention. Do you guys pay attention to any of the prospects coming in?
Yeah, we definitely, I mean.
I mean, you were with Molendijk, you know, you saw him.
Yeah. We knew those guys well.
Yeah.
The guys that we met and have had in training camp a little bit easier to be familiar with them. But we had a lot of prospects. I think we had like eight or so
eight
in that tournament.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of actions for the Preds. That's awesome.
Well, I think this year for Canada, everybody was saying their second team was better than their first team. So you guys were making that case for your years.
Yeah, that's right.
Now it's been
made
again for you.
That's a deep pool up there. There's a lot of good players.
Yeah,
for sure.
Team USA was legit. I mean, are the Americans in the room boisterous about it now? Wait till they won to start making noise?
No, I mean, they were...
They're Minnesota boys. They're just like, quiet and humble.
Yeah, they're pretty reserved.
And McCarron.
Yeah, McCarron, there is a little bit of life out of McCarron, I guess. But we did watch the gold medal game pretty much as a team. Had a team meal in Calgary, and we had it on at the restaurant. So that was good.
It was a great game, too. Came down to the finish at overtime.
Yeah,
it was
good. Some awesome good hockey.
Yeah. Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski are our guests here on Smashville Live. Finally getting into a homestand here. These are going to be 5 big games for you guys. What are you looking forward to about just being back home and 5 good challenges here against 5 strong teams?
Yeah, just excited to get to back to Bridgie, play in front of our home fans. Like you said, 5 games, couple weeks at home, which is nice. Just getting ready to, you know, play our game, getting ready to kind of get back on the right side of things, you know. I thought overall the road trip, you know, as it was ending, we were playing some good hockey. And then that last game, even though it didn't go our way and there's some things to clean up there, we did some good things as well. So I think trying to build off that road trip and get home and keep continuing that.
Were you as frustrated as I was after that first period? Was you guys did so many good things. It was just like it kept going in. You're down 3-0. You're like, but you played well. It seems like the way the whole season has gone, even when you play well, it's like, whoa, we're climbing a mountain.
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah, I thought we came out of the gates really strong in that period.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we, for the most part, dominated them in most capacities. But, yeah, with a couple of mishaps and a miscue or two, and, I mean, that's just kind of the – the Jets MO, they'll sting you, especially if they're top guys on the ice. So yeah, they got us, and it was a tough hill to climb. We kept fighting back and kind of staying in it, but yeah, just ran out of time.
Two of you guys were playing together in that game with Michael McCarron. I mean, that was fun to watch you guys go out there, forecheck, dump and chase, smash and grab, as Hal says. That was fun to watch you guys do it. Was that as fun as it looked?
Yeah, it was awesome being able to play with those two. It's easy to play with those guys. You know exactly what you're getting. You're getting guys that are going in hard on the forecheck, hard to play against. They're gonna create turnovers, get the puck, and take it to the net. So it's our line, I thought, did a good job that game for the most part. We weren't able to capitalize, but I thought, it was great playing with those guys.
You had three centers, right? You guys are all,
yeah.
What'd you consider? Now, I guess, who knows what's what, because you're all centers playing on one line. Is it hard to go? I played one shift at wing, and it was it was a complete disaster. But I played left defense, and I go to the right side, and I get lost. For you guys, balancing, playing a wing, playing a center, bouncing back and forth, is that hard for you guys to do?
I
guess you've done it enough.
We've done it enough now, both Ski and I, probably over our careers, that we're fairly comfortable in both spots. I can't speak for Ski, but I'm probably – prefer center. Just I played more of it, and I feel like you're just involved. You're taking every face off and involved down low defensively. But especially when you have, it's nice having a lefty and a righty on the same line, because you just take face offs on your strong side. So that's good for the old
that
stat,
helps the
stat
percentage
line.
Goes up with that one.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, not always, but so that's always nice too. But yeah, like playing with those guys, and hopefully we can continue that.
You like that, Janko? Is that kind of same sentiment?
Yeah, I agree. Kind of same with Sizz. I have played mostly center, so I'd probably be a little more comfortable, but especially over the last couple of years, played a lot of wing as well. So I feel pretty comfortable on both, and yeah, kind of exactly like what he was saying. It's when you're able to have a lefty and a righty that are both, strong on faceoffs, on their strong sides, it helps when you're winning draws, when you're starting with the puck, you're not always chasing it. I think that's a big part of the game. So, that's huge.
You're also going from, you're playing with Novak and Evangelista, or Svechkov and Evangelista. Then you go and you're playing with McCarron and Sissons. That's a different game in itself, in its own right. And Siss, you've been bounced up and down and moved around. Is that hard to go from, these guys are going to make more plays. This guy's not dumping it in. This guy's, you have to play the right game to tailor for each line you play on.
Yeah.
This is your biggest fan.
Yeah. I could chime in on this one maybe. It can be a little bit tricky. There's different vibes to different lines and players. But, you kind of just know, and I feel like Ski and I are both guys that can play a heavier, dirtier game, and but we can also play a little bit of a finesse playmaking game.
Sauce it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Throw some sauce out there?
Yep.
We'll take a break, get these guys some time to sign some autographs and take some
pictures
with fans.
Did I go too long, Max? I went too long, didn't I?
No, you did great.
All right,
Hal planned the entire show tonight. Can we clap it up for Hal, everybody?
Thank you.
A raucous round of applause for Skillsy's journalistic abilities here. We'll take a break, come back with more. Oh, there's some applause for Hal coming from the studio. Thank you for that applause, studio audience. We'll take a break. Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski are here for Smashville Live here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Tonight's show, as always, is presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Back with more after this, Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. We are at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Thanks to everybody who came out on a Thursday night edition of the show. We will be back next Wednesday at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. Tonight's show presented by Black Abbey Brewing, as always, joined by Preds forwards Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski in the house tonight. My name is Max Herz. Hal Gill is here as well. And Skillsy has a question for you guys about your next game.
Well, yeah, you guys got Capitals coming in town, Ovechkin coming in town. I'm just curious. like, I was so excited when I got in the league. I was playing Gretzky and Lemieux and all these guys. I was like, whoa, this is unreal. But, like, what Ovechkin is doing, no one ever thought was going to happen. We don't know if it's going to happen. But breaking Gretzky's record would be, like, mind-blowing, in my opinion. And so, other than, like, one of you guys is going to have to stand in while he's ripping heaters at you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always felt bad for our forwards when I'd be like, just you guys go out and block that shot because I'm not going to, you know. But what's it like playing against a guy like that who's trying to chase history?
Yeah, I mean, it's still cool. He was definitely one of the first guys in my early days, my first year when I was a rookie, that when I was warming up on the other side of the ice and saw him wheeling around, I was like, wow, this is insane. So I still kind of get that vibe a little bit. But, yeah, I think our penalty kill meeting will revolve quite a bit a lot.
Yeah.
Quite a bit about number eight there. But, yeah, what he's doing is just incredible. What's he, like 20-something away now?
Yeah, it's down to 20, I think.
Like, it's close. Like, he's on a heater.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's got, yeah, like 20-something
came right
goals
on back from a broken leg.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy.
No problem. Like,
yeah, it's insane. What he's doing at that age is nuts. And in today's game, when it's rather hard to score on these goalies, most teams have pretty elite goaltending. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's nuts.
Is there anyone, Janko, I'll start with you, is, you know, you come in the league and you're like, whoa, that guy is – I can't believe I'm on the same ice as him. Who was your first one, and who do you, like, respect looking forward to, like, every game? You're like, I can't believe this guy is – we get to play against him.
Yeah, that he was the first one for me, Ovechkin. Obviously, like, Ovi and Sid growing up, like, those were probably the two biggest, yeah, like, superstars that you idolize, like, for our age. And the first one I got to play against was Ovi, and so I remember that game literally just in warm up, like, looking across and thinking, oh my god, like, I'm gonna be playing on the same ice as Alex Ovechkin, someone that you idolize since you were little. So I think that was the first one, and that's really cool, and to be able to continue to play against him, and he's chasing history, and, you know, we're gonna do everything we can that he doesn't get another notch and against us. But good thing we have quite the pre-scout on the power play. I think we know where he'll be. So
yeah. Pretty simple.
No surprises.
Yeah, Stammer might be in the same spot. Yeah, there's certain guys that you know where they're going to be. Anyone else, Sis, that crosses that your radar is like, whoa, this is something special.
Crosby for sure. Jágr.
Yeah.
That one was pretty cool. Yeah, that one was pretty cool too.
You missed the mullet days, though.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Right?
No, it wasn't.
Got rid of
wasn't
the mullet.
Wasn't his prime time days.
Still but, legendary
but
status.
It was still pretty cool, yeah.
Do you guys think Svechkov is going to explode if he plays against Ovi on Saturday? Or will he go off? Will he go crazy and get a Hattie for him?
You never know. You never know. I don't know. I'm sure he's a big fan of his, no doubt. We haven't really broken it down before. But, let's hope that Svech has a better night than the grade eight.
Is Svech that much of a character in the locker room as he is? I've talked to him a handful of times, and I feel like everything he says is kind of off-collar and funny. And I didn't expect that. But do you guys – have you seen the personality come out from him?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. I think he's still maybe a little bit on the quieter side.
Right.
Just, English second language, new guy on the team, but when he does come out of his shell a little bit, and when he is, I mean, I knew him from Milwaukee a little bit more too, so kind of when he does start to open up a little bit more, the things that come out of his mouth are pretty pretty funny.
He's funny, man. Yeah, he's got a good personality to him. His English got so much better too over the last like year and a bit too, so I think he's just comfortable to chime in from time to time.
Well, I felt bad for him because he came down before the game in Calgary, all his gear, all his luggage, ready to go get on the bus, and they said, we're staying here tonight. Brandon Walker, team services guy, said, you know, we're going to stay, so you don't need all your luggage. And he looked around confused, and then he said, well, we have a day off tomorrow here. And his face lit up, and he was whoa, we got a day off in Calgary? That's great. It, like, for young guys like that are coming up, like, how do you guys try to help them? You know, because, you know, it's a different world. especially for a guy from Russia that's coming over and playing here. How do you guys try to help these young kids figure things out?
Yeah, I mean, you just try to be just approachable and personable and chat with them as much as they're comfortable to chat, especially if the English doesn't come too easy for them. But I think we just have such an easygoing group just from top to bottom in our locker room. I think guys come in and feel pretty comfortable to ask questions or really just bring up anything, and we're just to hang out and feel like they're a part of the group. And hopefully he feels that way. But
Or you tell him in the morning, you better pack all your luggage because we're leaving after the game.
I don't know who got him for that one, but once in a while you got to keep him honest.
The college football playoff game is starting right now. Notre Dame, Penn State tonight. Texas, Ohio State tomorrow. We got the NFL playoffs this weekend. We want to get any football predictions you guys have.
Are you guys into it? You guys follow?
Educated, uneducated, right or wrong?
I'm not going to pretend to know anything about college football. The school I went to, Providence.
Yes.
Big basketball program. So I know a little bit more about college basketball, but I don't know much about college football, so I'll be interested to see how these games shake out.
It's probably easier to pick if you don't know anything, right?
So,
are we at that point?
Yeah, I think just
every single game last
round. What uniform
round was
do
an
you
upset.
Like? What, yeah, whatever uniform you like.
Well, these are the
or
two
mascot
plain uniforms. So, do you like plain or plain with shiny helmet? Would be Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
I don't like those helmets.
You don't like Notre Dame?
No. Okay. Well, just playing hockey against them, they have the same gold helmets, and I don't like them. I'll tell Stats
that's
that.
Pretty, yeah. That's a pretty good battle. That's a pretty good battle.
Okay, so Janko's going Penn State tonight then.
We should also talk about what was really impressed to me is that road trip. Providence College represented well, right, Janko? We both went to Providence. Sorry, sis, sit this one out. But we went through and we had three guys that played at Providence with you, won the championship with you, right?
Yeah, definitely Kevin Rooney. He was a classmate and a roommate of mine. He was in Calgary. So, we won the championship together, so it was awesome to see him. Vinny Desharnais in Vancouver.
Yeah.
He came afterwards, the year after we won the championship.
Oh, that's right.
But still teammates with him, and so it was great to share the ice and play against him as well. So we were... definitely all well represented.
Yeah. All around the world, NHL is covered with Friars right now.
Yeah,
it's been
crazy. Eyes Brandon Tanev, your favorite, right?
Best headshot in the league.
Yeah,
that's when I knew it was retiring. When I was practicing with these guys, and Turbo blew right by me.
How old was he then?
Was he your year, Tanev?
He was my year. He's a couple years older than me. Yeah. I think he's a 91.
And and I was an old guy trying to keep up practicing, trying to stay in shape, trying to stay off retirement. And Turbo Tanev blew by me, and I went, whoa, this game is fast. These guys are good.
He's the Grim Reaper for your career.
And that was it. Nail in the coffin. I was out.
Last moment for Hal Gill. Our last segment's coming up next. We're going to take some fan questions, so get your questions ready here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue for Smashville Live. Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski are our guests, presented by Black Abbey Brewing here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Fuzzy Mike.
Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Can we get one last round of applause for our Preds players in the house, Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski? I'm Max Herz. Hal Gill is here too. I'm going to walk around the bar. Who's got a question for the Preds players? Anybody got a question? Anybody back here got a question? Or do I have to go straight to the Gill family table for the question? Will Gill, who is not actually a Gill, is going first.
Did you ever play – did you only play hockey growing up, or did you play other sports?
I played a bunch of sports growing up, kind of just recreationally. And then the other sport that I played competitively was baseball. I was center fielder, played baseball pretty much all the way up until the summer I got drafted, so – I think it's huge for kids to kind of play all different sports, kind of see what you like, but then it also helps with, you know, not getting burnt out, not playing hockey 24/7 and being able to mix with different kids and play different sports. And I think it helps you out in the long run too. So.
Yeah, I was a baseball guy too. I didn't play maybe quite as long as Ski did, but probably till I was like 13 or 14, and then hockey got a little bit too serious. I had to pick one or the other, so I picked hockey.
What was your position, Colton?
I mean, I moved around still quite a bit at that age, but I played a lot of second base.
All right, so we got a center fielder and a second baseman here.
No one played back catcher?
No. No. Not for me.
Is that weird? You still call it back catcher?
Catcher, yeah.
That back catcher in Canada.
Is that
call
a
it
Canadian a, thing?
Canadians call it a back catcher.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't either until I went to college and all my Canadian friends were trying to fix me.
All right, and now that Hal Gill has educated us, his son has a question. Go ahead, Talon.
Did you do anything when you were younger that influenced your career today?
That's a good question.
That's a thoughtful question.
Yeah, that's loaded.
I can't believe that's my kid. I'm going to cry. That was thoughtful.
That's nice. I don't know. I think, like Jankowski said, I think playing other sports and having other interests growing up actually did help kind of keep the passion for hockey, just having other interests and things I was into. But, I mean, just working hard, honestly, just having fun with it, I think is the most important thing. Played on some good teams, had some good coaches that kept it fun for me and taught me how to work and how to be a good teammate and all those things. So started that at a pretty young age, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree. Like Sizz was saying, I think just being able to play different sports and, you know, growing up, I remember seeing all these kids that were playing hockey 24/7 and then I don't know at what age, but then they just get burnt out. And, you know, when I was playing baseball in the summer, and you just get so excited for hockey season to start again and just keeping that fire alive. And I think on the other end of things, just, you know, being able to have fun playing the game is huge. You know, my dad always told me before every game, you know, work hard, have fun. Those are the two biggest things. So, and he still tells me that before every game. So I think if you're able to do those two things, it'll carry you a long way.
Is there anything that pulls you nowadays? Is there anything that pulls you away from, takes your mind off hockey, golf or fishing, hunting? Anything that pulls you away, or are you just hockey all the time?
I mean, it's hard to get away from it during the season. it's a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety on your mind at all times. It just kind of envelops you a little bit. But definitely some golf in the off season. Definitely like just, you know, just getting outside, especially when I'm back home in Vancouver, doing some hikes with the dog and things of that nature. I'm pretty into.
Anything for you, Janko?
Yeah.
Providence College, you're probably reading.
Lots of reading, lots of textbooks. No, haven't touched a textbook since college. But I find my, you know, support system has been huge for being able to kind of take my mind away from things. You know, when I was a young guy in the league, it was just me, and I'd go back to my apartment after a bad game, and you just got to sit there and think about it the whole time. And now, you know, I've got a fiance, a dog. Dog doesn't care if I have a bad game, a good game, or anything. So it's awesome to be able to come home and kind of take your mind off things a little bit and kind of separate the work from home a little bit.
All right, we have another fan question here. Introduce yourself and ask away, please.
My name is Don. Congratulations on your fiance. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Hamilton, Ontario, near Toronto, and she's from Calgary, Alberta. So I played out there, so I met her when I was playing out there.
And Colton, you too?
I'm from North Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And Hal, where are you from?
Bolton, Massachusetts.
USA.
USA.
All right, anybody else have a fan question? All right, here we go.
All right, guys, I know you're both from Canada. Give us Tennesseans some tips for driving in the snow.
Great question.
I assume none of you have snow tires.
Those are sold out today.
Just got to be careful, you know, don't speed.
Easy on the brakes. Easy on the brakes.
Yeah.
Take your time slowing down.
When you're slipping, don't hammer it. Don't just try to power through it. Gradual. Everything's gradual when you're driving the snow. You stop slow, you speed up slow.
Yep.
Everything got to slow down. But my favorite thing is when you see someone on a highway that just pulls over and they're like, I'm done.
They've given up.
And I played in Montreal. There'd be 3 feet of snow and people would be ripping through 1,000 miles an hour with the snow tires on, of course. They don't care. No, Canadians are like, you're never going to stop me. I'll blast through a snowbank and come out the other side.
Yeah, you can't pull over up there because the snowbank's like that's over right. your head.
Yeah. You'll see that tomorrow. People pulled over. Everyone be safe out there, by the way.
All right, we got time for one more question if anybody has one. Perfect. Here we come. Ann Gill does not have a question.
She has a lot of questions. None applicable.
I grew up in a small town in Minnesota where we just had pond hockey. Did you all play where the fire department would come out? We had our warming house, and they would clear off a section, put the water down, and it protected the to make the pond. Did you all play any type of that hockey at all?
Yeah, I grew up playing pond hockey on like little ponds or lakes and stuff. Obviously being from Canada, it gets pretty cold and it stays cold for a while, so the ice freezes, and it's kind of your earliest hockey memories, just playing with your buddies out on the pond and, you know, bringing a shovel, clearing the snow, just giving you just enough space to play a game, and losing a lot of pucks in the snowbanks on the side when you miss the net. And it's some of your favorite hockey memories growing up are on the pond for me, for sure.
I didn't get too much of that where I'm from, Vancouver. Like I touched on earlier, it's just pretty rainy and wet in the winter, so the water doesn't freeze over too much. But definitely a couple times when you're up at the mountain, we did some of that, but not as much as you'd think.
All right. I think that's all the time we got. Thanks
it?
So much, gentlemen. Colton Sissons and Mark Jankowski, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much to everyone for being here. Smashville Live in Bellevue this week. Next Wednesday from 6 to 7, we will be at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. Players will be announced early next week for that show, but we'll see you guys at Bridgestone Arena for a 5-game homestand the next Wednesday for another episode of Smashville Live. Thanks to our entire great crew here for setting things up. Sean, Cliff, Jordan, everybody here at Brewhouse makes these shows happen. Thanks so much for listening to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The college football playoff is on your radio next. Penn State and Notre Dame.